If someone asked you to take them to your special place, where would you head? Three young women from the northwest coast of Tasmania had to answer this question as part of a project that teaches disadvantaged teenagers life and digital skills. So it's time to put on your walking boots or your flip-flops. We're going to venture out into a wet forest, a couple of seaside villages, and some of the most beautiful beaches in Tasmania as Nellie, Gypsy and Trinity take us to their special place. Your guide is producer Helene Thomas.
So we're just going to go up here. We're going up here because it's just a spot that I like to, I don't know, relax. I like to bring my dog up here. And so I walk him up and it's like you see out to Sisters Beach, so you can see every direction. And it's just, it's beautiful on a really clear day.
We're on the northwest coast of Tasmania, a beautiful part of Tassie, with coastline as far as the eye can see. The area is made up of a string of towns dotted along the coastline, and a little further inland, more country towns amidst green rolling hills and forests.
We're pretty much surrounded by nature, so we're going up a gravel road with all trees around us, and it's just really nice. You can hear the different animals, the different creatures. That's good.
This is Nellie. She's 15 and she's in year 10 at Wingate High School. She's taking me to a tiny chapel in the bush behind Sisters Beach where she lives. Sisters is a small town tucked away beautifully within the Rocky Cape National Park. This area is spoilt with stunning views.
When we were younger, we used to come up here with a heap of friends and we'd play chasings around here. And yeah, it was really fun. It was just, we didn't actually really realise what it was until I got a little bit older. And yeah, I've come here ever since.
Nellie's one of the participants in Big Arts Project O initiative. The project's been set up to deal with the problem of family violence in the region. It does this by engaging young rural women and working with them to build self-confidence, personal agency, leadership and digital skills. I've been asked to pass on audio storytelling skills, and so I gave Nellie a stereo recorder and asked her to take me to her special place.
So we're going up a really steep, a lot of like stair things, bit of a hill.
As Nellie leads the way, I show her how to capture natural sounds in the bush.
We just stand here for 1 minute.
Yep.
And get that sound. And if you want to wear these, you'll be able to hear how cool it sounds.
I'll take this off. It's really cool.
So let's just have 1 minute of silence and just get that.
Yeah, so there you can start to see the chapel. It's an A-frame building and it's got a tin roof. It's pretty amazing. It's nice and warm in here because all the sun comes in and it's just, yeah, it's awesome. I normally come up here by myself. I guess it's just somewhere that I know. And then sometimes I bring my friends up here. A couple of years ago, there was a wedding up here. So that was really cool because it was pretty awesome. So you can actually drive up that gravel driveway we walked up. So they can drive up here and then they walk from here to there.
It's raining.
Yep. So on the left, you sort of see the mountain hill sort of thing. And there's houses and trees, and then you just see out into the ocean, and it's awesome. And then on your right, you see just behind the bushes, you can see Sisters Island, so the little island out there, and you can just see bits of rain on the glass. It's pretty. Yeah, it's really pretty.
Heading further west along the coast, we come to the Stanley Peninsula, a quaint seaside town with stunning beaches and a distinctive landmark called the Nut, a giant grassy rock that juts out of the peninsula and dominates the entire landscape. Gypsy's chosen to bring me here because it's her favourite hangout spot in summer. It's only a short drive from the town where she lives and goes to school.
Stanley is a really beautiful place. It's a really nice calm for swim with your friends because, like, you're just enjoying yourself, you're being yourself, and that's always a good thing to do. And it's just really, really enjoyable.
I feel like I understand these young women, having spent my childhood and teenage years here on the northwest coast of Tassie. I remember coming to Stanley with my family. We'd climb the Nut and look out at the panoramic views over Bass Strait and the Rocky Cape National Park. Coming here with Gypsy, it's easy to see why it's her special place.
If you're ever feeling low, you can just go for a stroll along the beach with your music in, not worrying about anything else except just listening to the music and looking at the amazing view. I have a lot of great memories in Stanley, mainly to do with the friends that I have. It's great to have them around and as a support too, and it's great to support them. When I stay at my best friend's shack, we usually go for rides and ride to the jetty, and when it's like a nice day, we do go for a swim. We jump in at the jetty, swim around for a bit, and then we have a shower, get changed, and then relax. And down the other beach, Godfrey's, that's the top beach, and when it's high tide, it's good to go for a body surf, boogie boarding, because the waves are good there. And when it's flat, it's also nice just to relax around. Stanley is a really beautiful place. I highly recommend to go there, honestly. Enjoy yourself, be yourself, and you'll have a great time.
Almost an hour east of Stanley, and around another seaside town, it's called Wynyard. It's home to just over 5,000 people. I'm here with Trinity, and she leads me to her special place.
It's near Kimmies, and you'll just see this big pile of rocks. We call it the Mountain of Rocks, because that's what it is. It's just a big mountain of rocks for millions and millions of years ago, and still standing today. Hopefully it will last another, like, millions and millions of years, because it's... other people should experience this.
Kimmy's is a local takeaway shop on the water. The rocky outcrop on the beach is about a 10-minute walk from the town, and it's where Trinity comes, usually with her foster sister.
I don't really count her as my foster sister, I just count her as my sister, because she's always been there with me, and she took me here, and she's the one who showed me this place. She's always been there for me. It's like her and I are safe zone. We just feel so safe and so peaceful, and it's just so calm. And as I always say, the ocean is just like a human. One second it can be calm, and the next it can be rough. And it's the same with the clouds. Today, I don't think the ocean's in a good mood, kind of rough. This place has helped me and her through a lot just by being here. And it's funny how me and her just pour our hearts out while we're here. We just feel so safe, and like, I feel safe. It's like no one can touch us while we're here. It's just, I'm very bad at explaining things, but it's funny how certain places or people can do that to you. Just make you feel so safe. Even if it's just a pile of rocks. I said safe so many times. But it really is.
I show Trinity how to collect sounds of the water, and she's amazed by the enhanced surround sound environment she hears through the headphones.
This is awesome. I can hear it.
You'll notice the closer you get some awesome sounds.
You can hear even like different sounds.
So it should go down there and then put the microphone inside the cave, kind of thing.
Wow.
I can see that sharing this place means a lot to her.
Even the tiniest thing could have so much life on it, and the biggest thing can have so much life. Everything has life. I guess no one really notices that though. I mean, with all the sea creatures, what's the bet we don't even know half of them? We only know like 5%. There's just so many, and there's such a big ocean out there. So how are we possibly supposed to know every single one of them? And listening to the waves crash here, it's just amazing. It makes me feel very relaxed and calm and less anxious about things, because I could be an anxious person, but just sitting here listening to the waves and just watching them go by, it's just memorising and it's so relaxing. I mean, most people would have to come here to experience it themselves, but everyone has their own special little spot. Even when the sky might be all grey, it's just still so beautiful just to come here and listen and watch the waves and just letting nature do what it does best.
That's Trinity and the waves at Wynyard in Tasmania. She was speaking with producer Helene Thomas. And those young women have been learning storytelling skills with Project O, an initiative by arts media company Big Heart.